Amen and amen and amen. The presence of God is with us. We give him the glory and we give him the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us today, wherever you are joining us from and on whatever platform you are joining us through. God is so good. He's amazing. He is good. He's amazing. He's amazing. And I know that he has a word of illumination, a word of revelation, and a word of manifestation for you today. Hallelujah. Somebody say, this is my year of God-class exploits. It is my year of the fourth man. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. Let's go right ahead and be seated. Welcome. And thank you for joining us for this ALO service. This is our Abundant Life online worship experience. We're having such a wonderful time in the presence of God, and I'm really excited about the Word of God, as I always am. Amen, amen. Let's go through our 2024 confessions together. Glory to God. I know it will be on the screen. If you have it, you can also pull it out. Amen and amen. Glory to God. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits and the year of the fourth man. I am God's offspring, and in him I live and move and have my being. I am no ordinary or natural person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God himself. I have the seed of God in me. I produce after God's kind, and I overcome the world. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. I am the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I represent Jesus. I speak for Jesus. I stand for Jesus. I reign with Jesus. The fourth man will be with me in the fire. What happens to ordinary people may happen to me, but I will have supernatural outcomes. The fourth man has made me a god to the natural elements of this world. Situations ordinary people cannot survive will become my stepping stones to glory testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The king's shout is within me, and the lion's roar is rolling out of me. I raise the roof with my praise. I cry out and shout for joy. The greatest one lives here. I am feeding and reigning at a higher level. I have spiritual jurisdiction here. I take authority over this. Peace be still. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. This is my year of covenant release. I am under cover. No satanic plan against me, no divination against my household will ever prevail. In due season, and even now, the world will proclaim what wonders God has done for them. I am shielded and protected from every misfortune. I am under cover. The evil viper released into the world in these last days will not touch me. I am under cover. I am inoculated and vaccinated with a booster shot of the covenant. I am under cover. I am prospered, protected, and preserved in the ark. I am under cover. I shake the viper into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I am under cover. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2024 is my year of uncommon provision. I am blessed in all things. Jehovah Jireh will see to it. I am finding favor in unexpected places, and I see the ram caught in a thicket. The barrel of meal shall not waste, and the cruse of oil shall not fail, until the Lord sends rain upon the earth. God is sending rain on my field, and there shall be showers of blessings. I am one with God, and I possess what God possesses. I have the spirit of adoption. He is my Father, and I am a joint heir with Christ. I have real estate in heaven, and I have real estate on the earth. I lift my hand up to El Elyon, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. My God has made me rich. This will be a year of broken boundaries and unlimited reach. The boundaries are broken and the limits are off. See, God has given me the cities, and the walls of Jericho are falling. Hallelujah. Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things, everything is possible. Kayo de Tadeshe, I prophesy over you today. Your dwellings are lovely and your homes are beautiful. You will spread out like rivers, like gardens by a river, like sweet-smelling aloes that the Lord himself planted, and like strong cedar trees by the waters. You will pour water out of your own buckets, and you will have your own channels of rich blessing and plenty. Your offspring will dwell by many waters, and your life and legacy will be exalted and established. The God who brought you out of captivity has the strength of a wild bull, and he will destroy your adversaries and crush their bones. You are like a lion who couches in rest after winning the victory, and who dares disturb you. Blessed of the Lord is anyone who blesses you, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits, and this is the year of the fourth man. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. His word is being fulfilled in your life and in my life. God is faithful to perform everything that he has spoken. Not a one or a jot of his word will fall to the ground in our lives. The answer, all we need, is faith. When we attain unto faith in the word of God, when we truly believe the word of God, there will be glory in our lives. You remember Jesus said unto Martha in John chapter 11, he said, "Did I not say unto you that if you will only believe, you will see the glory of God?" By the grace of God today, I'm saying the same thing to you folks, my brothers and my sisters. Did the Lord not say to us that if we will only believe, we will see the glory of God? You will see the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Can you make that confession over yourself? Say, "I will see the glory of God in my life in the name of Jesus." Amen. Glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The fourth man. The fourth man. The fourth man is Jesus. The fourth man. The fourth man. That's what we're studying in these ALO services. And as we get into the word of God today, I want you to pray this prayer over yourself. Lord, open my eyes today help me receive a clear, accurate, and concise revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life today. Let's pray that one more time. Say, Lord, I ask you, please open my eyes today so that I can receive a clear, accurate, concise revelation of the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in my life today. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Daniel chapter 3, the fourth man. The fourth man. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 22. This is how the three Hebrew boys experienced the manifestation of the fourth man. You see there in Daniel chapter 3 and verse 18, they really believed. They really had a clear, accurate, and concise revelation of this fourth man, Jesus. They knew their God would be with them. He would be with them in the fire. He would be with them in the rivers. He would be with them through whatever situations of life they found themselves in. And they boldly declared it, not because they wanted to sound good, but they really believed it in their heart. In Daniel chapter 3 and verse 18, the Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image that you have set up. Listen to what they said. We know our God whom we serve. He is able, but he is not just able, he will deliver us. Our God whom we serve, he is able, but he is not just able, he will deliver us. They fully expected him to be with them in the fire. They fully expected him to deliver them from every situation of life that they encountered. Let me ask you, did he show up for them? It's not a trick question. Did the Son of God, the fourth man, show up for them in that burning fiery furnace? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And their situation is no different from yours. Their experience will be no different from yours. The same God who showed up in the midst of the fire will show up for you in whatever situation you find yourself in today. And as you move forward in your life, whatever situations you are grappling with, you can fully expect that the fourth man will be there for you. That's his character. He is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to what happened in verse 22. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace was exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and he rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see four men loose, walking in the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Is like the Son of God. The fourth man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, The more of him we know, the more of his revelation we receive, the greater the exploits we will do in our times, in our lives, in our families. The greater the revelation, the greater the manifestation of the glory and the power and the presence of God that we will experience. The more we know him, the more we know him, the more exploits we will do. You know, you remember one of our theme scriptures for 2024, Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The fourth man is Jesus Christ, that the Bible describes in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 as Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to focus on the today. Jesus Christ the same yesterday. He's the same. He's never changed and he will never change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The reason we are talking about the fourth man is because Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything he did, everything he has ever done, he has the ability and the wherewithal to do again. To do again and again and again and again. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. That same fourth man who was with those three covenant boys in the midst of the fire can be with his children today, can be with God's children today. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The reason we're talking about him today, about what he did yesterday, is because we know he has not changed. The God of the Bible is still here today. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he's still walking today. He's still walking. He's walking on the right. He's walking on the left. He's walking in the situations of our lives. He has never changed and he will never change. Everything he did before, he can do again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why it's so important to ask God for a clear, accurate, and concise revelation of Jesus Christ in your life today. You want to know him today. Glory to God. Yes, he was the one born in the manger. Yes, he was the one. Yes, he was. He was the one who rode on a donkey. Yes, he was. Yes, he was the one who healed the sick back then. He was the one who was different things in the different situations that people encountered in their lives. Yes, he was. He was the one who hung on the tree. We just got done celebrating everything, the sacrifices of the Lord Jesus Christ for us. At Easter, we just got done talking about his sacrifices when he went to the cross and suffered and died for us. We just finished talking about how he rose up on the third day with great power. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, having a clear and accurate revelation, having a clear, accurate, and concise revelation of Jesus Christ in our lives today helps us bring him into our situations in our lives right now. Makes it easy for him to be manifest, that nature, that character of him that is needed to be manifest in our lives today, right now. Our revelation of who he is so crucial to what he is able to do in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I really love the story of blind Bartimaeus. We've alluded to this before, but go back there with me to Mark and chapter 10. And let's read the story of this blind man. Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. The story of blind Bartimaeus. The Bible says right here in Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I want you to note, blind Bartimaeus had never read the Bible before. Blind Bartimaeus had never read any page of scriptures before. He had never read any prophecy. He had never read about the ability of Jesus. He had never read anything about Jesus himself from the Word of God, from the scriptures. Blind Bartimaeus was a blind man. He had only heard about Jesus. But everything he heard about Jesus became a real-time, clear, accurate, concise revelation to him. Everything he had heard about Jesus became clear in his spirit, to the point where the day that Jesus Christ was actually passing by, where he was begging, all of that revelation came right back up to him. All of that revelation. He had never ever read the scriptures. But a clear, accurate, and concise revelation of Jesus existed and was resident in the spirit of this blind man. Oh, hallelujah. Saint, I believe you and I can do even better than that. You and I can do even better than that. We have the written word of God. We have the written word of God. We have the spoken word. We have the revelation of Jesus. And we can go back and we can read it again. And we can read it again. And we can read it again until it becomes resident in our spirit. Until it becomes a deep reality that we are not just aware of, we didn't just hear about, but that we know, we have a revelation knowledge of. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Blind Bartimaeus lifted up his voice. He cried out, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy. Son of David, have mercy on me. And many people told him and charged him to keep quiet and hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The more, the clearer, the more concise, the more accurate the revelation of him you have, the more determined you will be, the more excited you will be, the more courageous you will be, the more convinced and convicted you will be about his ability and his willingness to fulfill every word that he has spoken in your life. The more they told him, keep quiet, the more he lifted up his voice. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Glory to God. To the point where in verse 49, the Bible says, and Jesus stopped. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. When you have a revelation of Jesus, you will have a manifestation of Jesus. When you have a revelation of Jesus, you will have a manifestation of Jesus. When you have a revelation of Jesus, you will have a manifestation of Jesus. This blind man had only heard about Jesus. He had only heard the stories told about him. He had never read. He had never seen him in person. He had just heard about him. But everything he heard about Jesus became a deep revelation in his life, unto the point where the day came when he actually had the opportunity to rise up and meet Jesus in person. Not at a distance. Not at a distance. Not through somebody else. But he actually received the opportunity to stand face to face with Jesus. Hallelujah. He casting away his garment, he rose and he came to Jesus. And in verse 51, Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" And the blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Oh, how so powerful. "Lord, that I might receive my sight." You see, blind Bartimaeus was blind physically, but he had sight spiritually. He was blind physically, but he had sight spiritually. And when you have sight, when your spiritual eyes are open, it is just a matter of time before your entire life receives the light of God. Blind Bartimaeus was blind naturally, but he had sight spiritually. He had a revelation of Jesus Christ, the Son of David. And so when he lifted up his voice and cried out to him, and everybody was saying, "Keep quiet," and "Keep quiet," he said, "No, no, no, no." And the more they said, "Keep quiet," the more he lifted up his voice and shouted. And when you have spiritual sight, when your spiritual eyes are open, it is just a matter of time before your entire life becomes flooded with the light of God. You know what the Bible says about Jesus? He is the light of the world. Hallelujah. He is the light of the world. In John chapter 1, from verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." In him, John chapter 1 verse 4, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." The life, the Zoe life of God, that every human being on this planet requires to be able to live a good life, to be able to live a complete life. That Zoe life of God is in Jesus. And that life translates to life, to light. The life of God, the life of God that is in Jesus, translates to light. The Bible says, "In him was life, and the light," that life was the light of men. You see, on this day, the life that blind Bartimaeus needed was the life of Jesus. And he received that life because he saw a revelation of Jesus. His natural eyes were blinded, but his spiritual eyes were open. And because his spiritual eyes were open, it was just a matter of time before his entire life was filled with the light and the life of God. The Bible says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Hallelujah. And in verse 5, the Bible says, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Amplified says, "The light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it." The darkness has never put it out, or absorbed it, or appropriated it. The darkness has never been unreceptive to it. The word that is used there in the Greek is the Greek word katalambano. The light of God cannot be resisted by the darkness of the world. No matter the darkness, the light of God will shine through, and the darkness will never be able to comprehend it. It will not be able to understand it. It will not be able to withstand it. It will not be able to stop it. It will not be able to absorb it. The light will shine in darkness. You see that in blind Bartimaeus's life. That light shines so bright in his darkness that his life, his entire life changed. The life of blind Bartimaeus completely changed because he received the light of the revelation of the Son of God. Oh, my prayer for you today, child of God, is that the light of Jesus might become a living reality in your life. He said, I am the light of the world. John chapter 8, verse 12. I am the light of the world. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I am the light of the world. Jesus spake and said unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He that has a revelation of me, he that follows me, he that knows me, he that is enlightened by my word, will never ever suffer bondage at the hands of darkness. Will never, ever, ever be ruled over by the darkness of this world. The Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 4, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He that followeth me, Jesus said in John chapter 8, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light, of life. He says in the Amplified, once more Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in the dark, but he will have the light which is life. He will have the light which is life. The light of Jesus is the truth, is the revelation of the truth. Jesus himself is called the truth. Remember, here, right here, in verse 32, he says, and you shall know, well, in verse 31, he said unto his disciples, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And verse 32, and you shall know the truth, the light. And you shall know the truth, the light, and the truth will make you free. When you receive the light of Jesus, freedom, complete and total freedom becomes your heritage. Complete freedom. There can be no bondage when you walk in the light of Jesus, when you walk in the revelation of Jesus. I know there are a lot of believers who talk about dealing with bondages, and there's a lot of believers who talk about dealing with the oppression of the enemy. But really, that oppression is a result of the walking of darkness. But when we receive the light of God, and when we receive the light of Jesus and we begin to walk in the revelation of the light of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, total freedom, complete freedom becomes our heritage. He said there in verse 36, and if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You will know the truth and the truth will make you free. You will receive the light, the revelation of the Son of God, and the revelation of the Son of God will make you free. And if you receive the light of the revelation of the Son of God, and the Son makes you free, you will be totally free indeed. I want you to listen to this. There is no area of life where the light of God can be stopped. There is no area of human experience where the light of God can be limited. Once you have the light, once you know the truth, it is done. Somebody once said, Whenever something is revealed, it is released. Whenever something is revealed, it is released. Whenever something is revealed, it is released. Once you receive the light of Jesus, once you receive the revelation of the light of Jesus, it is impossible for darkness to hold you down. Hallelujah. Look at John chapter 9 and verse 5. John chapter 9 and verse 5. Jesus said, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When blind Bartimaeus encountered the light of Jesus, total, complete freedom from darkness became his manifestation. Total, complete freedom from darkness became his heritage. When you encounter the light of God, the light of the revelation of Jesus in any area of your life, total, complete freedom will be your manifestation and your manifested reality in those areas of your life. There is no bondage, there is no darkness that can withhold the power of the light of God. When the power of the light of God comes and you receive the reality of the truth of the fourth man, poverty cannot hold you in bondage. Sickness cannot hold you in bondage. Oppression cannot hold you in bondage. Any form of captivity is impossible to hold you down in any kind of bondage. Once you receive the reality of the light of the Son of God, total freedom becomes your manifested reality. Can somebody say amen? You remember when Paul said, he was writing to the Corinthian church, he said in 2 Corinthians and chapter 4, hallelujah, and from verse 1 to 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1 to 6, hallelujah. He said, "Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." Verse 3, "But if our gospel be hid, it is only hid to them that are lost." If our gospel be hid, it is only hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. When you receive the revelation of Jesus in your life, when you receive the revelation of the Son of God in your life, everything changes, my brothers and sisters. Everything changes. When you receive a clear, accurate, concise revelation of the fourth man in your life, everything changes in real time. When you receive Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, when you receive a clear, accurate, concise revelation of who Jesus is in your life right now, today, not yesterday. Remember, blind Bartimaeus called him Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He was right to call him that. That's who he needed. That's what he needed. And that revelation was right for him, was what he needed that day. That day. Blind Bartimaeus that day didn't need the revelation of Jesus born in the manger, even though he was born in the manger. Blind Bartimaeus that day didn't need the revelation of Jesus in any other capacity. He needed the revelation of Jesus, the Son of David, the Son of God, the one who has the ability to demonstrate the mercy of God unto him. That's the revelation he needed. That's the revelation he needed. And so when they said, "Keep quiet," he kept on shouting, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Hallelujah. The revelation of Jesus that he had that day, today, the revelation of Jesus you have today is the revelation of Jesus that will bring about manifestations in your life. If you have a revelation of Jesus on the cross, which is awesome, because that's where he paid the sacrifice. But if your revelation stops at the cross, then you will not receive the heritage of royalty that is now yours in Christ. Jesus is no longer on the cross. He is no longer in the manger. Hallelujah. Jesus is no longer in the grave. Where is he? He's on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. The Bible calls him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Go with me to Revelation chapter 19. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The revelation of who Jesus is today determines the manifestations that you receive in your life today. The authority that you can walk in your life today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read Revelation chapter 19, and let's read from verse 10. I'm going to read this from the Amplified to make it easy so we can move along. He said, "Then I fell prostrate," this is John the apostle, "at his feet," the feet of the angel who was ministering, who was revealing things to him, "to worship and to pay divine honors to him. But the angel restrained me and said, 'Refrain, you must not do that. I am only another servant with you and your brethren who have accepted and hold the testimony borne by Jesus. Worship God, for the substance of the truth revealed by Jesus is the spirit of all prophecy.'" I just really love that. I can't camp out there. I just really love that. "For the substance, the essence of the truth revealed by Jesus is the spirit of all prophecy, the vital breath, the inspiration of all inspired preaching, an interpretation of the divine will and purpose, including both mine and yours." The substance, the essence of the truth that is revealed by Jesus is the spirit of all prophecy. Everything that will happen in your life tomorrow and everything that will happen in my life tomorrow is absolutely dependent on the revelation of the truth of Jesus that you and I receive. The substance, the essence of the truth that is revealed by Jesus is the spirit of all prophecy, the vital breath, the inspiration of all inspired preaching and interpretation of the divine will and purpose, including both mine and yours. Everything that the Lord can do in your life, in your future, is absolutely dependent on the revelation of the truth that you receive of Jesus. Everything God can do in our lives absolutely dependent on the light of Jesus that we receive into our lives. He says in verse 11, "After that I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse appeared." That's Jesus. He's no longer in the manger. He's no longer on the cross. He's no longer in the grave. Hallelujah. He's sitting on a white horse. Actually, he's no longer sitting on a donkey. It was wonderful that they celebrated him sitting on a donkey and riding into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. That's what we celebrate when we have Palm Sunday. That was awesome. That was beautiful. But Jesus is no longer on that donkey. Jesus is no longer on that donkey. Jesus is sitting right there in the place of majesty, in the place of authority, in the place of glory, on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. He says, "And behold, a white horse appeared. The one who was riding it is called." I love how he describes Jesus. The revelation of who Jesus is, that is the essence, that is the foundation and the substance of everything that God can do in our lives. Listen to how he describes him. "The one who was riding it is called faithful." Jesus, the fourth man, faithful, trustworthy, loyal, incorruptible, steady, truth. And he passes judgment and wages war in righteousness, holiness, justice, and uprightness. His eyes blaze like a flame of fire, and on his head are many kingly crowns, diadems, and he has a title, a name inscribed, which he alone knows or can understand. He is dressed in a robe dyed by dipping in blood. Oh, glory to God. Dyed by dipping in blood, his own blood. And the title by which he is called is the Word of God. And the troops of heaven, clothed in fine linen, dazzling and clean, followed him on white horses. From his mouth goes forth a sharp sword, with which he can smite, afflict, strike the nations, and he will shepherd and control them with a staff, a scepter, a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath and indignation of God, the all-ruler, the almighty, and the omnipotent. And on his garment, his robe, and on his thigh has a name, a title that is inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When you receive a revelation of Jesus, the revelation of Jesus that you have today, not the revelation of Jesus that you had yesterday or 10 years ago, the revelation of Jesus that you have in your life today is the only basis on which God can create a reality that you desire. The revelation of Jesus that you have in your life today. If you know him as the healer, he is your healer. If you know him as the provider, he is your provider. If you know him as the restorer, he is your restorer. If you know him as the King of Kings, and you are one of the kings he's king of, then he is the King of Kings, and he is the one in authority. The one who reigns in majesty and in authority. The revelation of Jesus you have in your life today is what determines what God can do in your future. The revelation of what you have, the revelation of Jesus that you have in your life today is what determines what God can do in your future. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that we might have a revelation of who Jesus really is. Oh, that we might have a revelation of who Jesus really is. Hallelujah. Many years ago, we used to sing a song, I want to see Jesus. I want to see him. Just to see the face of Jesus, what joy that will bring. I will serve him forever. For many one thing, just to see the face of Jesus, the Almighty King of Kings. I want to see Jesus. I want to see him. Just to see the face of Jesus, what joy that will bring. I'll serve him forever for many one thing. Just to see the face of Jesus, the Almighty King of Kings. The revelation of Jesus that you have in your life today is what determines what God can do in your future. If you believe he's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the risen King, the Redeemer, if you believe he's the one who has no impossibility, the one who could never fail, if you believe he's the one who died, who was buried, and who rose again the third day, and is sitting in majesty on high with all authority and all rule and all power at his disposal, if you believe that, then that is the yardstick that determines what God can bring to pass in your future. Somebody say with me, I believe in Jesus. Say, I have a revelation of Jesus. I receive fresh revelation of Jesus in my life today. Say it again. I receive fresh revelation of Jesus in my life today. A desire to see Jesus and have a clearer revelation of him will open you up to the manifestation of the glory of God. A desire, a strong desire to see Jesus. Like we sang in that song, I want to see his face. We're not talking about seeing his face in heaven. Yes, we want to see his face in heaven, but we want to have a revelation of him here on earth in our human living experience. We want to see Jesus. We want to know Jesus, the fourth man. We want to have a clear, a concise, and accurate revelation of Jesus. Today, a strong desire to see Jesus and have a clearer revelation of him will open you up to the manifestation of the glory of God. Remember one time in John chapter 12, a group of Greeks came to Philip and they said to Philip, we want to see Jesus. John chapter 12, verse 20. We want to see Jesus. Oh, that we may see Jesus. A stronger desire to see Jesus and to have a clearer revelation of him will open you up to the manifestation of the glory of God. John chapter 12, verse 20. Hallelujah. John chapter 12, verse 20. Hallelujah. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, oh, we want to see Jesus. They came all the way to see Jesus. They came all the way to see the face of Jesus. They weren't looking for money. They weren't looking for favor. They weren't looking for miracle. They wanted to see the face of Jesus. They said, sir, that we may see the face of Jesus. Oh, sir, that we may see Jesus. A stronger desire to see Jesus and have a clearer revelation of him will open you up to the manifestation of the glory of God in your life. Sir, that we may see Jesus. And Philip came and told Andrew. And Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And when Jesus heard it, Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. When they came, Greeks, when they came from a distant land for one purpose and one purpose only, to see Jesus. When they came from afar for one purpose and one purpose only, that we may see Jesus. That we may see Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto them, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. When you have a stronger desire to see Jesus and have a clearer revelation of him, that will open you up to the manifestation of the glory of God. Hallelujah. He's no longer in the manger. He's no longer on the donkey. He's no longer on the cross. He's no longer in the grave. He is alive forevermore, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. And even as I close today, I want to point something out to you that's very interesting to me. Even with this Philip, you know, in this scripture we just read, the Bible says they came to Philip. They came to Philip and they said to Philip, oh, that we may see Jesus. And it's very interesting some of the situations and circumstances in which the Bible in John actually reveals a few things to us regarding Philip and his relationship with Jesus. Remember, these Greeks came and they said unto Philip, they came to Philip. I don't know why they came to Philip. I don't know why they didn't go to Peter. I don't know why they didn't go to Judas. I don't know why they didn't go to Matthew. They came to Philip. They came to Philip. And they said to him, sir, we would like to see Jesus. Sir, we would like to see Jesus. Hallelujah. And in John chapter 1, remember when John the Baptist was preaching? John the Baptist was preaching and some of his disciples were around him. And John the Baptist looked at Jesus and said, "Oh, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." John chapter 1, from verse 43. From verse 43. Probably much earlier. The Lamb of God that takes away. John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." The fourth man. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. "This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man that is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remain on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God." Again, verse 35. "The next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God." Behold, the Lamb of God. In verse 43, we see Philip's experience. We see Philip's experience. In verse 43, the day following, Jesus will go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip. Jesus found Philip and said unto him, "Follow me." The day following, Jesus found Philip. Jesus will go forth into Galilee. He found Philip and said unto Philip, "Follow me." Remember some of John the Baptist's disciples, when they heard him say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh the sins of the world, taketh away the sins of..." Two of them actually decided they will follow Jesus that day. They followed him home. They looked at him. They studied him. They examined him. They were fascinated by him. But the day following, Jesus himself went and called Philip and said, "Follow me, Philip. Follow me, Philip." And now in verse 44, Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip went and found Nathanael and said unto Nathanael, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Jesus said unto him, you remember, in verse 43, the following day, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and said unto him, "Follow me." And Philip had a revelation of Jesus, howbeit a partial revelation of Jesus. A partial revelation of Jesus. Notice Jesus said, "Follow me." The more you follow me, the more of my revelation you get. The more you follow me, the more of me you see. The more you follow me, the more of me you know. The more you follow me, the more of me you can experience. Philip went and found Nathanael and said unto Nathanael, "We have found him. We found Jesus." And Nathanael, of course, you know the story. He said, "Oh, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said unto him, "You come and see. This is good. This is beyond good. You come and see." Philip experienced Jesus. And Nathanael came in verse 47. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming unto him, he said unto him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." And Nathanael said unto him, "Where did you know me?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Before that Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said unto him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." In the moment, Nathanael got a revelation of him. In the moment, just like Philip, he got a revelation of Jesus. Howbeit, a partial revelation. a partial revelation. And Jesus answered and said unto him, when Nathanael exclaimed like that, Jesus said, so because I said unto you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe now? He said, behold, you will see greater things than this. Behold, you will see greater things than this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. You see greater things than this. The more the revelation of Jesus you have in your life, the greater things you will see, the greater works you will experience, the more exploits will be done in your life. The more exploits, you actually open up your life for God-class exploits. For God-class exploits. Hallelujah. He said, you will see greater things than this. You will see greater things than this. Philip followed him. Howbeit, he had a partial revelation of him. Because you remember, let's read one last scripture as I close here. In John chapter 14, let's close right out here. I want you to get ready as we get ready to close. And begin to pray, Lord, open my eyes that I might see you more. Give me a clearer, a more accurate, a more concise revelation of who Jesus is. Today, I thank you for Jesus of yesterday. I thank you he never changes. I thank you for the fourth man who was in the fire. I thank you for the Jesus who was born in a manger. I thank you for the Jesus who rode on a donkey. I thank you for the Jesus who went to the cross. I thank you for Jesus who was in the grave. I thank you for the Jesus who rose from the dead. Lord, but give me a clearer, a more accurate, a more concise revelation of who Jesus is. Of who Jesus is. Help me see him clear. Help me know him better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In John chapter 14 and verse 1. Hallelujah. How many of these can I read? It's too long. Let's jump all the way down. Glory, 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 glory to God. Let's go all the way down to verse 6. Jesus said unto him, John chapter 14, verse 6, let's close right here. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him, and you have seen him. Philip said unto him, same Philip, same Philip. Remember where we started from in Philip? Same Philip. Jesus went out looking for him. When Jesus found him, Jesus said, follow me. The more you follow me, the more revelation of me you have in your life, the greater the manifestations of God you will experience. Same Philip. It was the same Philip that the Greeks came to. Say, oh, that we may see Jesus. They came from afar, not looking for money. Not looking for healing, nothing wrong with that. Not looking for favor, nothing wrong with that. Not looking for a miracle, nothing wrong with that. But they came to see Jesus. They say, oh, that we may see Jesus. Same Philip. Listen to Philip. Philip said in John chapter 14, verse 8, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Show us the Father. Let's read this from the Amplified. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Cause us to see the Father. That is all we ask. Then we shall be satisfied. Cause us to see the Father. That is all we ask. That is all we ask. Cause us to see the Father. Cause us to see the Father. That is all we ask and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus said, do you not believe, Philip, that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? I'm telling you, I do not say on my own authority and of my own accord, but he who lives continuously in me, does the works, his own miracles, deeds of power. Do you believe that I'm in the Father? Jesus is asking Philip, do you believe? Then he said to him, how could you, let's look for that verse. Have I been so long with you? Jesus said, verse 9, let's read this in the King James. Philip, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Listen to this. Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He walked with him since the day Jesus called him. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me and you see great things. Follow me, you see great things. He did follow him. He did walk with him. But he only had a partial revelation of who Jesus was. Jesus said, Philip, when Philip asked him, Lord, show us the Father, we'll be satisfied. That's all we desire. That's all we ask. Just show us the Father. Jesus said, Philip, have I been with you so long? You know how long you've been walking with me, going everywhere with me? Have I walked with you so long? And you don't know me? And you don't know me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. This is the key to greater manifestations, he said. Verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he who believes on me, he who sees me, he who draws closer to me has a greater revelation of me. The works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go on to my Father. Philip, the key to God-class exploits, the key to a higher revelation, a higher place of manifestation in your life, the key to doing the greater things that Jesus did, the key to walking at the levels and the realms of authority and glory that Jesus walked in, is to have a revelation of Jesus, is to know Jesus clearer, is to know him better, to have a clearer, more accurate, more concise revelation of Jesus. Because when you do the works that I do, you will do and greater works than this. I want you, beloved, to stand to your feet. Let's pray today as we close out this service, as we close out this message. Pray, Father, the same prayer that we prayed at the very beginning of the service. Lord, I pray, open my eyes, help me see a clearer revelation of who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus saw you in the spirit first. He saw you in the spirit first. And because he got a revelation of you, son of David, your mercy became a living reality in his life. Lord, help me see a clearer, more accurate, more concise revelation of Jesus. Draw me closer to him. Like you went and called Philip, help me follow you. Help me follow you closely. And as I follow you closely every day, help me see a clearer revelation of who Jesus is. Lord, help me not to be satisfied with the religious status of just walking with Jesus or just carrying the name of Jesus. But God, help me to have a lived experience. Help me to have a fresh revelation of Jesus today. Nathanael saw you. He said, you are the King of Israel. He said, you are the Son of God. And you said to him, just follow me, because you will see greater things. You will see greater things. Father, help me see. Help me see a clearer revelation. Help me see a clearer revelation. More accurate. More concise. Accurate. More concise. More accurate. Clearer revelation of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And as I do, help me. Help me, God, to draw closer to you, to go higher in you, to be more and more like the fourth man, to be more and more and to enjoy the benefits of having the fourth man, like the three Hebrew boys, like blind Bartimaeus, like those Greeks that came looking for Jesus, to experience more of your glory in my life, to know more of you every day. I thank you, Father. I give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.